Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries have taken effect.
The tariffs are going to be throwing off a lot of money to this country. And we've been ripped off for years by other countries.
The European Union is responding with retaliatory tariffs. Britain calls the U.S. tariffs disappointing. Japan calls them regrettable. CBS's Jared Hill has more.
The move has support from many domestic steel and aluminum makers, but the head of the Can Manufacturers Institute says consumers will eventually take a hit.
How long will it take for people to feel the impacts of these tariffs?
The impacts will probably be felt in the next 60 to 90 days as we buy more steel and aluminum and as those containers are filled with food and beverages.
Trump plans to enact more reciprocal tariffs on April 2nd. President Trump wants to dismantle the Department of Education, and beginning Friday, the agency will cut more than 1,300 jobs. Democrats like Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal are blasting the cuts.
Essentially, giving notices to half of the department is not keeping that department functioning. It's going to have enormous consequences to families across the country.
The Senate today will start working on the stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown. CBS's Michael Toscano has the latest.
The House-passed bill funds the government through September, allowing Elon Musk's Doge task force wide discretion to make cuts. With at least one Republican senator, Kentucky's Rand Paul, opposed, at least eight Democratic votes are needed to get the 60 votes needed to pass the finish line. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson dares Democrats to let it fail.
I hope there are at least a number of Democrats in the Senate who will do the right thing. If not, this will be on their shoulders.
The deadline for a deal is Friday night. Ukraine has accepted the terms of a proposed 30-day ceasefire with Russia after meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Saudi Arabia.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball's now in their court.
The U.S. will also start sharing intelligence and military aid with Ukraine again. A federal judge has halted Louisiana's first execution using nitrogen gas. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports Jesse Hoffman was to be put to death next Tuesday for murder.
Hoffman's attorneys argue that the execution method is cruel and unusual punishment under the U.S. Constitution and infringes on his freedom to practice religion, specifically Buddhist breathing and meditation exercises.
Louisiana's last execution was 15 years ago. A woman who accused former heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson of rape in 1991 is dropping her lawsuit. Her attorneys say the case had to be dismissed on procedural grounds. A year after the alleged attack, Tyson was convicted in another rape case and served 3 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It's a veto for committee changes in the city of Racine. It means a possible veto override vote next week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has blocked changes that would allow Racine's council president to appoint committee members. The proposed changes would also allow committees to elect their own chairs. The council will decide Tuesday on whether to override the mayor's veto. A former Racine Unified bigwig is on board with the school referendum. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com to read an op-ed from former RUSD Superintendent Jim Shaw. The district is asking taxpayers for an extra $190 million over 5 years on the April 1st ballot. Kenosha County voters are being cautioned about recent absentee ballot request forms from the Center for Voter Information. That's a private group not associated with election authorities. The Kenosha County clerk explains that while the mailings may look official, they're not actual ballots and frequently contain inaccurate voter data. The clerk is urging people to check the status of their registration and absentee ballot requests at that MyVote website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a one-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
My name is difficult to deal with, you know? It's like nobody believes me. They don't listen. I go, Dom. They argue with me like I don't know my name. I'll go, I have to say Dominic. I'll go, Dom. They'll go, Don? Dom. Dan? Dom. Don? Dom. Donna? Yeah, Donna. Dommy Don, Tom Don, Slappy, is that you? Some guy recognized me in West Palm. He goes, man, you are one of my favorite comedians. I love you. He goes, you're my favorite comedian. Don Ameche, right? Again, I'm Don Ameche. I died about 8 years ago, but I'm still doing my act. I just can't let go of the act.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Dressed in their summer clothes. Stone's Painted Black. That was played over the closing credits of that Al Pacino movie with Keanu Reeves called The Devil's Advocate. Perfect song to play with the closing credits of that movie. 6:09, I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be talking to Jocelyn Fisher from the Racine Theater Guild. Guess what she's going to debut here? The brand new 88th season schedule of shows coming to the Racine Theater Guild. I saw the press release. You are going to love this schedule. This is a knockout. Anyway, we'll talk about it 7:05 this morning here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 41. Right now, clear 37 degrees in Radio Park. I looked at the moon this morning. It was like an orange tinge, reddish tinge to it. Then I got here to the station. I looked at it. It was pure white. I don't know what was going on there. Oh, my girl, The Temptations, 6:10, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. I've got sunshine. Movie about the Temptations. It was a two-parter movie for television. I think it was for TV. And what an amazing story about the Temptations, David Ruffin, and you know, the stuff you don't know that goes on behind the scenes. Much like with Jersey Boys with the Four Seasons, all the stuff of them going in and out of prison. Who knew all that stuff was going on? Anyway, everyone mocked pineapple on pizza. I still do. Now plenty of people like it. What are the odds of this catching on, though? A pizza place in Australia just divided the internet with its newest offering, oranges on pizza. Now, most people online think it sounds disgusting, but remember, that's how people thought about pineapple pizza, too. They thought it was disgusting as well, and now you get it just about everywhere.
Ba 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 ba. Bob, 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 Bob,
And I think also, who did that song beside them? The Regents? Was that the name of the group? Pretty sure. I think the Regents did it first. Barbara Ann, the Beach Boys. 6:15, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. Did you hear science came up with a new way to cook eggs for breakfast? All right, it's called periodic cooking. Now, this is science telling you this now. You boil the eggs in 212-degree water for 2 minutes, move them to 86-degree water for 2 minutes, and repeat that process 7 more times. Now, to make these eggs, it takes 32 minutes, but they tell you, you'll get the egg white and the yolk just right. Or you can do like me, scramble them. You'll have eggs on your plate in just 2 minutes.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths.
Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states, and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Crystals. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. 624 local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN on a Wednesday. It's hump day today. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to preview the new season coming to the Racine Theater Guild, the 88th season. Some really good shows coming around. And we'll talk about that with Jocelyn Fish about 5 minutes after 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, you like playing the roulette wheel when you go to a casino? Next time you spin that wheel, think about this. All the numbers on the roulette wheel add up to 666. Still want to spin that wheel? Sunshine today, right now, clear 37 degrees at Radio Park with Chubby. Come on, baby. Let's do that.
much.
Hall of Fame, Chevy Checker, The Twist, 627 Local News, Timeless Hits, right here at WRJM. Well, would your relationship with your dentist be different if you had to take a courtroom oath and being sworn in at the front desk of his office? Survey, 57% of Americans admit they've lied to their dentist about their flossing and brushing habits, even though 48% of them know the dentist can see right through their lies. Wouldn't that be funny? Put your hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth to the dentist. Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to see that happen. All right, sunshine today. Going to be a beautiful day. Highs 41 right now. Clear, 37 degrees at Radio Park. Here's Mama Cass from the Mamas and the Papas.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
you go, Mama Cass. Dream a little dream of me. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. 5 years ago, we were all stressed out. The World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic March 11th, 2020. Within days, the world unraveled. If you weren't holed up in a bunker, you were beating someone up for toilet paper. The stock market had its worst crash since 1987. All the sports leagues shut down. Everyone figured out how to use Zoom, and we all started working from home. Then the World Health Organization finally declared COVID no longer a global health emergency 3 years later on May 5th, 2023. Now, obviously, COVID is still around today, but most experts consider it an endemic now, meaning it circulates, but it's pretty predictable. 5 years ago, yesterday, isn't that amazing? 5 years ago, this whole thing started with COVID. 5 years ago, it didn't seem that long ago. It's 6:31. Good morning. Let's check news of the morning. He's back. Here's Stewart with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stewart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason has vetoed proposed committee changes. The changes would have shifted committee appointment powers from the mayor to the council president. Mason is defending the veto, citing his role as the only citywide elected official. The council will vote next week on a possible override. That'll require a two-thirds majority. Kenosha County investigators are looking into that high-speed crash in Racine this week. That's because a Racine County sheriff's deputy was trying to stop the vehicle speeding that led to the crash. That crash early Sunday injured six people, including five teens, and the driver of a Camaro clocked at 90 right before the collision. One teen remains in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, is hospitalized with injuries he'll recover from. People driving in downtown Racine saw them this week, and drivers going through Highway 20 and 31 will see them soon. Protesters took to Monument Square earlier this week, rallying with signs supporting Ukraine and Palestine. About 150 showed up. Protesters going forward are moving locations to the busy Mount Pleasant intersection. The protests are organized by a group called the Racine Coalition for Peace and Justice. You can see images of what the protests look like at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stewart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So do farms or nonprofits that have been left in the lurch with unfulfilled contracts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture have any options? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Yes, they do. That's the short answer from Rachel Armstrong. She's an attorney with Farm Commons. Today, she is holding a special virtual seminar to try to give some pointers to farms and nonprofits that are holding contracts with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that have not been financially fulfilled. She said the process is fairly straightforward. Her first suggestion, call the USDA office where the contract originated and try to find out what's going on. She says it's very important that you get these details and responses in writing. And once you've gotten the answer, maybe it's time for an appeal.
That sounds very heavy. We know that that's a legal word, but USDA has something called the National Appeals Division, which is a fairly straightforward process to start an appeal. And it really does involve writing a letter saying, I want to appeal this decision. And the decision can be that you didn't pay my invoice. You know, you clearly seem to have decided not to pay my invoice because nothing has happened. You have, decided not to reimburse me, and I'm going to appeal that process.
Rachel Armstrong, an attorney with Farm Commons. She said they've received a lot of calls from farms and nonprofits trying to figure out what to do next. They've got great resources that they're always updating on their website, farmcommons.org.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And while there might be challenges with USDA grants, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced that 9 projects have received approval for $800,000 in funding to optimize nitrogen use in farm fields. All the details available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's just a quick snapshot on food news for now. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I got punched in the face at a sports bar, which completely threw me off because it was a complete surprise. I'm sitting at the table. I'm eating my food. This college football fan come over to me. This dude get in my face. He goes, "Hey, buddy, round here, we don't like the Florida Gators." He punches me off the stool. I'm like, "Dude, I'm not a Gator fan." "Yes, you are. You got that little Gator right there on your jacket. This is Izod Lacoste, dummy. This is clothing. This is that logo. What kind of dummy are you? You do slap somebody for wearing Crocs? Calm the hell down, man." But that's how some sports fans are. They just take it too far. They love their teams. They love their athletes. I was at a bar one night. Swimming highlights came on the big screen. Some dude jumped up. He goes, "Swimming is the number one sport in America." Really? You gonna tell me that swimming is more popular than basketball or football? I never race home to my computer just to check my fantasy swim league stats. I never been sitting up getting drunk with my boys watching Monday Night Swimming. I ain't never had that happen. I'm not saying that swimming isn't fun, but you want to make swimming fun to watch? Put a gator in the pool. How about that?
Steal. That's what the good book says. 6:39. Local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN on a Wednesday. Looking for sunshine today with a high near. Wow. What's that say? That said 91 degrees. It says 41 degrees. All right. I thought that said 91. Clear tonight. Lows around 34. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 46. Clear 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. Sun coming up over Lake Michigan. Looks nice. Well, you know, no one has the same exact dreams. That would be weird. But there are certain types of dreams, and lots of people have them. A casual online poll asked people if they've experienced these dream themes. Over 20,000 people weighed in. Here's what they came up with. A dream where you're being chased. I think we all have that one. 89% of people have one of those. A dream about falling. 87% of people had one of those dreams. How about a dream about running late to something that's super important? 72% of people have had that one. A dream where you're hanging out with a celebrity. I've had that. 60% of people have had that dream. I dreamt years ago I was hanging out with Paul McCartney. I don't know where that came from. A dream where you're in school taking a test. 56% of people have had that. How about you're in school and you're late for class? I have that one all the time. A dream where your teeth fall out. I've actually had that one. Where do you get that dream from? 49% of people have had that. And a dream where you're naked in public. I've never had that one. 38% of people have had that dream. I was at like a diner, but you're a countertop diner. And I was sitting there talking to Paul McCartney. Like we're old buddies at the countertop. Where did that come from, huh? 641 local news, timeless hits. I got Mary Wells now, my guy.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy.
My guy.
I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna, you best be believing, I won't be deceiving my guy. As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal. As a matter of fact, no muscle man could take my hand from my guy.
My guy.
No handsome face could ever take the place of my guy.
My guy.
He may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, we are. There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could
take me away from my guy. My guy, Mary Wells, local news, timeless hits, WRGN Sunshine, highs near 41 today, clear tonight, clear right now at 37 degrees at Radio Park. 45-year-old guy in North Carolina lost 170 pounds, not with Ozempic or anything like that. He climbed stairs on his lunch break, 170 pounds. He said he wanted to climb the distance it would take to get to outer space, and he did it. Best part is, a woman he met online thought, hey, this is a good idea, and asked if she could do it with him. Now they're a couple, going to get married. That's kind of nice. Imagine losing 170 pounds climbing stairs. That's a novel idea. Wait. Exercise can help you lose weight. Huh. Who would have thunk it, huh? It's 645 with the DC5 over and over here at WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. All at once it happened.
said she was sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Should wait and wait for her steady date. You just heard that, the DC5 song over and over. Well, should you wait and wait for your perfect soulmate? Well, or is there a point where you should just settle for someone who's good enough? Here's another poll. 61% of people said wait, hold out for that perfect soulmate. Only 11% said settle. Wait, wait, wait. Just like the DC5 said there. 647, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
listen to Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to find out the newest shows coming to the Racine Theatre Guild. We're going to unveil the 88th season of plays and musicals, and should be fun. Jocelyn Fish is going to be here from the Racine Theatre Guild. We're going to debut, and I'm all excited. Yeah, goosebumps and everything. I can't wait. Hey, is this Lost and Found? A housekeeper at a hotel in Atlanta discovered $250,000 worth of cocaine inside a closet. Is this like finders, keepers, losers, weepers? How does this work? Hey, CCR, Bad Moon Rising, WRJN.
I see.
Rising 6:55, local news time. Let's sit here at WRJN. Want to lose some weight? All right, here's an easy way to do it. Researchers have found that how many calories you burn every time you click your mouse. The answer is the equivalent of 0.00142 calories. The average office worker clicks about 5,000 times a day. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you do 5,000 clicks a day, you burn a whopping 7 calories. Hey, it's a good way to start, huh? Click a few mouse clicks here. I'll get myself started. James Taylor, Fire and Rain. We're talking about the new season at the Racine Theatre Guild coming up right after 7 o'clock right here at WRJN.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire. Sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire.
Sweet baby James Taylor, yeah, fire and rain. A lot of people forget he was married to Carly Simon at one time, which would have made him one of the heirs to the Simon & Schuster publishing fortune. Yeah, because he would have been related to Carly, and she is the Simon of Simon & Schuster. So, yeah, that would have been good for him, but didn't work out. All right, this guy in Texas test-driving a BMW back in 2019. This is our moron news segment. Drove it to a bank to test-drive it, robbed the bank, then drove back to the dealership, used the money he stole from the bank to buy the car. Of course, the cops are with him the whole time. He's sentenced to 20 years in prison. Probably deserved more. Another 5 years for being stupid. It's exactly 7 o'clock. We will be checking the latest schedule at the Racine Theater Guild coming up in just a moment.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump's tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports have taken effect today. Other countries are firing back.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen saying two can play at that game.
As the United States are applying tariffs worth $28 billion, we are responding with countermeasures worth 26 billion euros.
American bourbon, jeans, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles facing tariffs of up to 50%. Cosmetics, clothes, wood, soybeans, chicken, beef, and other agricultural produce may also be included. The EU tariffs take effect next month, leaving some time for negotiations if Washington wants that. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Education Department plans to cut more than 1,300 jobs, almost half its staff. Education Secretary Linda McMahon tells Fox,
we wanted to make sure that we kept all of the right people, the good people, to make sure that the outward-facing programs